Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Welcome, friends and family, listeners all around the world. This is another great episode of the best hour on internet radio, the Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm here with David Altenburn, the Legal Eagle, and myself, the Coach, Brian Kaiser, here for an energized, fun, entertaining, educating, motivating show. So hold on to your seats. Get ready. We're going to really rock and roll. David, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. Doing great, Mr. Coach. As we head into the summer, you know, my big question to all our listeners out there is, what are you doing to heat up your business? What are you doing in the sales and the marketing and the efficient processing of what you've got already on the table to heat up your business as we have halfway through the second quarter and head into summer? So doing great this morning. Thanks for asking.
You know, that is awesome because we have two guests on today, David Wilkes of Wild Prezi, who's going to be taking us on a journey, on his journey, to how he's helped many, many people to do better presentations, to communicate better, and to actually enjoy more doing what they love. So that's going to be really cool. And then we have Wendy Huang on after that, and she's going to take us through the Beijing Chinese Academy and what they do, helping people to learn how to communicate with our friends over in China, which we, as the United States, we do a lot of business with that country. And, well, it's probably good to know a little bit of the culture and the language so that we can better communicate. So great that you brought that up, and I hope that everyone is excited as I am to get that information and learn from these people that we're having on the show. So with that, David asked a good question. What are you doing to heat up your business? That's a great question for you. And I'm going to go one step further. What are you doing in your attraction pieces to educate your customers on why they need to come and do business with you? So we have two guests on today that both of them are in the education world a little bit. They do kind of a little bit of coaching, a little bit of teaching, and help people to do better at what they do best. So it's going to be fun, but I do want to ask that question. And, you know, that sparks a quote from Napoleon Hill. Good reads. If you get a chance, any of the books from Napoleon Hill and the Napoleon Hill Foundation are excellent. But there's one quote that stands out. And I really think for today, it kind of fitting. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. So I go back to my question that I asked: what are you doing? What are the small things you're doing in your attraction pieces? Now, if you don't know what attraction pieces are, that's your marketing materials. In your marketing, your advertising materials, what are the small things you are doing in a great way to educate your prospective customers, your target audience, as to why they need to come do business with you? So it's a great time. You know, we're almost. What are we at? We have 45 more days, give or take, in the second quarter, and then we're halfway through the year. Into June is end of the second quarter, and we're done, right? So, what are you doing? What have you looked at your business? Do you know what's going on? I think David brought up a good point there. And like I said, we have some great guests coming on that are going to enlighten us on what they do. David, that was a great point. You know, what are some of your thoughts on that subject?
Well, you know, you come up with a great quote from Napoleon Hill, you know, about the small things. You know, I often tell clients as we are putting together a case, especially if it's got some complexity, like a major oil rig accident case, let's say, where there's safety issues, that, you know what, you don't build a masterpiece immediately. It's brick by brick to get yourself to that masterpiece at the end, or in the painting analogy, stroke by stroke. It's the little things that you do and you do right and you do with passion, and you do with value, that sets you apart. And like you talk about the attraction materials, the marketing materials, what are you doing to heat up your business is our question of the day, and in your sales, and in your personnel and in your processes as far as your work, what do you do to set yourself apart? Because we all know, especially in today's internet age, there's so many choices, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's a business coach, whether it's any type of professional. And, you know, we talk about networking and about knowing and liking and trusting, and how referral sources that are known and liked and trusted, that can be the way that you attract new business that's you know, really where you can show your talents. And so I think we have a great show, like you say, education. You know, we're in the fourth largest city, I think, by most statistics in America, an international city by all accounts, given our proximity to South America and even in the Asian cultures and world, Houston is a place where knowledge of that culture and knowledge of their ways of doing business, which is not always the same as our ways of doing business for those of us that have been around for a while and have friends that are familiar. So I'm very excited about our second guest. And our first guest is all about presentations. He's talking about investor presentations to grow your business, or executive presentations, or if you are out in your networking events where you're meeting other professionals, what are you doing to polish your messages, to make your messages clear and convincing and polished? And so our first guest should be an amazing guest to help educate the entrepreneurs out there, which is the focus of our show. So I'm very excited to have another episode of our show. It's just such a great learning experience for us as the host, and hopefully we give value out there to our audience, and they learn along the way with us valuable lessons that can help boost our audience to be all that they can be. So I'm very excited. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's going to be a
commercial break.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I want to urge everybody to go over to our Facebook page, Legal Eagle and the Coach, facebook.com/LegalEagleandTheCoach, and go ahead and like us there. You can post some messages there. You can also go over to Tough Talk Radio Network and go ahead and subscribe to that page, like that page as well. You can also post some comments, questions, and concerns there, and we love to get those. So the live listeners out there, please don't hesitate to post messages up on the Facebook. We love to get the questions, especially since we have two really high-quality guests coming on today that are going to be really energetic and provide us with a lot of value, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So go over to those pages and like that. If you need to send it to Twitter, you can directly send that to at the 10X Factor. That's me. And you can also send that to TTR Network, which I believe is Tough Talk Radio Network, and that's at TTR Network, so you can tweet to there as well. So, great show coming up. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after these messages with David Wilkes.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode, the best hour of internet radio, the Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the Coach, Brian Kaiser, here with the Eagle, who is soaring high and proud in his office over in Augusta, overlooking the Galleria area of Houston, Texas, which is really cool. So we will not delay much further. We're going to bring up David Wilkes of Wow Prezi. David, how are you, sir?
Doing.
Are you
I'm
there?
Doing great. How are you? Yeah, how are you guys doing today?
Oh, awesome. We can hear you loud and clear now. There for a second, it was we got a little choppy there. But, yeah, we're doing great. The weather in Houston's holding out for the moment. We've been seeing a lot of rain, so it's kind of been nasty, but we're having a good time. So, glad to have you on the show and appreciate you being willing to come on and discuss with us, you know, about what you do and how you do it. But before we get into all that cool stuff, tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and your journey to get to where you are.
Well, like with any journey, there's always others that help you along the way. And, you know, I'm glad to be here, too. I'm really excited about being able to talk to everybody because there's such a story to tell. There's always a story to tell. And that's, like, one of the biggest things that really engage people is when you ask them what's their story. So I'm glad that you asked me what my story is. So my My whole adult life has been a learning process, and I'm sure many others can attest to that, that even in the negative times, when I started off as an adult and I was destructive and had terrible habits and I was wrecking my life, and I realized at one point, hey, I have more to offer.
I thought I was the only one out there with terrible habits. It's good to hear there's another one like this.
But,
please continue. I couldn't resist.
But you know what, David? I wouldn't take any of those bad choices back because every single one of those bad choices has built me into the individual I am today. So it's been a learning process.
Seriously, I think you're absolutely correct on life experiences, good or bad. They're tremendous learning lessons. You're absolutely correct.
So I pulled myself up from that place and decided to straighten my life out, and I decided to go into the Army. What's the best rehab program that you can have? You know, isolate yourself away and do something constructive to build your life up. So I became an Army medic, and flash forward, I get out of the military, and I follow the path that every veteran seems to follow, that they can't hold down a career, but yet they're successful in the jobs they take. And I was learning things from the military, like dress right, dress, and presentation, how to present the best foot forward. And
hello, did we just lose our guest?
Eagle has landed back. Lost everybody for a moment there.
All right.
No, we're back.
It wasn't me. I'm here.
So,
hi, guys.
I finished. Hey, thanks so much. Now, you talk about the trials and tribulations, which is part of our upcoming book on, you know, the success of an entrepreneur obviously involves many trials and tribulations, and that's partly what I must have missed to get you to where you're at now. You know, in presentations, you know, communication and psychology, can you give our audience a little insight in what you've learned over the years and the value that you present to your clients on how to make the best presentations they can, whether it's to investor groups or, you know, other business prospects?
Well, you got to think like Batman. Batman wasn't a superhero because he had special abilities or superpowers. He was the world's greatest student. He took that one target that he had, like the Joker, and he studied abnormal psychology and the latest in that, and what's going on with this and that, and the people that are related to abnormal psychology. So he best knew his target audience. Then he Poison Ivy, he studied botany to understand plants and how they grow and what affects them. So if you look to Batman, the world's greatest student, you learn that presentation is about studying, about knowing who you're talking to and knowing the story that speaks to them, knowing where they're at. It's not about what helps you as a presenter on stage. It's about speaking to your audience.
Real quick on that point, you know, as a lawyer, we learn as we study communication that to some people you appeal to the rational side, to others you appeal to the emotional side, and to others there's the kinetic side of learning. I'm sure you've studied all those aspects, and there's even some recent theories that people make decisions based on survival instincts at the base of their brain, top neuro studies. What are your thoughts as far as, I agree 100% with what you said, you've got to kind of know your audience. There's a different tone, there's a different message depending on the audience. But what are your thoughts as far as balancing those aspects of communication? Or how do you teach your customers to best become the best presenters they can be?
To engage with an audience, there is an archetype that we all identify with, be it a story that should flow a certain way. There's Joseph Campbell's Hero of a Thousand Faces, where the hero starts out his journey and he goes through trials and tribulations, learns from the trials, applies them, and comes out on the other side. So that is it's a story that everybody identifies with, be it you can name any well-known story. They all seem to follow that same path. So when presenting, it's all about the story and the big picture and then drilling down into the details, because that's how what you were saying, the primitive mind, we are based on survival. We use spatial cognition. Like if I ask you what's in your kitchen, you'll zoom up to the front of your kitchen. Then I ask you if you can tell me where your stove is. In your mind, you'll just zoom over to your stove. And then I ask you, well, can you tell me where everything is again in the big picture? You pull back. So that's a survival skill we learned from the beginning, of knowing where things are in relation to us. And that's what the use of Prezi does. It helps tell your story in a big picture way with an open canvas, and you can actually zoom down into the details of that picture that makes the story told. Whether you're trying to pitch to an investor, talk internally with communications, in your company, or even sell to a client. It's about helping them out and not really selling to them. So you need to tell the story of what value you add to them and show it from a big picture perspective and the details that support it.
Yeah. Great point. It's an education. It's not a selling. That's a great point. Thanks.
Well, David, you know, we as coaches and teachers, you know, we get people into our funnels, and we have to do a little bit of educating as we go through a process of how our product or service will serve them best. And so new people coming in and wanting to look at, you know, connecting with you and starting to work with you to build these things, how do they start the process off? What is the first step in your sales funnel, if you will, to start educating them as to why this is going to be great for them as you build it?
Most everybody's using a flat slide-based tool like PowerPoint. I mean, it's 30 years old. It's as old as I am. I mean, and the technology hasn't, you know, people's mindsets really haven't advanced. So the first thing I have to explain to them is we can show a story in a dynamic way, not a flat way, and show the importance of details. PowerPoint doesn't give you that. It's 3-4 slides later, you forgot what was on the previous slide. With Prezi in the open canvas, you can pull back to that big picture and keep it fresh in their mind where you're at, and where you're going. So that's the first thing with them when they're in our funnel is, oh, well, what can it do for me? Well, it dynamically tells your story in a way that no other presentation tool can, because it's a visual aid that speaks to the audience, not supports the presenter. I mean, yes, it present, supports the presenter by the use of the visual aid, but your audience is the target, not your own memory.
In teaching your audience how to best market themselves through the Prezi approach that you have developed, are you an internet-based as far as the materials you provide to your customers, or is there, you know, written packages or video or some combination? What are the teaching tools that you share with your customers to get them to best understand the Prezi approach to presentations?
We actually show them. In the sales process, we show them Prezi. We're actually finishing an amazing presentation right now that is going to go out into the sales field within the next week, and it's dynamically shows them what Prezi does and what it's capable of, and it has talking points throughout it. So the presentation is telling a story to the audience as they are making their decision, talking to our salespeople, showing them how we can help them, how we can change their story by giving them an example of a Prezi that has all the basic approaches of spatial cognition and zooming into the details and the different use of the canvas. So we don't really send materials off to them, but we interact with them on a personal level and make that connection and find out where they are and find out how we can best personally help them, because there is no package deal with this.
No, well, that's great, because the National Institute of Trial Advocacy does the same to hone the skills of trial lawyers, or Jerry Spence, probably the greatest trial lawyer of our age that didn't lose a case in 35 years, he goes out to the wilds of Wyoming to get people to understand what resonates with other people. So it is a very hands-on approach, it sounds like your company. So that's a great approach. Thanks.
Yeah, David, you know, this. I guess people need to understand that, you know, your company and the way that you and I got connected is actually through a mutual friend and I guess your business associate, Pablo, that's actually over in Italy. And so your company is not just something that's local or to the United States. You guys do things globally, and you're not just stuck in one industry. You help in multiple different industries, multiple types of businesses. So, you know, in doing that, do you have kind of a niche that you prefer, or is it just, you know, it's you present the product and it kind of sells itself?
A story is a story, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in, what profession you're in, what your purpose is, you have a story to tell to your audience. And so if we have somebody from an industry that we have no idea about, that's where we...
Lorenzano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenzano.com.
Okay, I think we're back. A few technical difficulties today, unexpected things that go on in the cyber world here, and interrupting the best hour of internet radio. David, are you still with us there?
Hey, I'm still with you guys, but that's awesome that things like this happen. It's just like the presentation world. Unexpected things happen, and you have to be able to react to them. It's not cut and
you
dry.
You have to
like
be able
other.
To, right? It's like, Who would have thought we'd get bumped off twice? That's a first for the Legal Eagle and I. We usually have a really smooth show. So, anyways, I appreciate you hanging tough with us and staying engaged. For the rest of the interview.
One of the things that's great about, you know, you talk about telling a story, And, you know, the trials and tribulations of entrepreneurs, and here today on our show, we've had a couple blips on the screen, is, you know, the studies do show that when you tell a story and basically on an open canvas, as you say, and expose your vulnerabilities, people actually relate to that. They don't expect everybody in business to be all perfect. And is that something you find or talk to your people about? It's like you say, learning how to adjust with the punches, if you will, and just being real as to the value that you can add out there in your product or service for the folks you're presenting to.
That's right, because we're not dealing with a computer screen. We're dealing with somebody on the other side of the computer screen. We're dealing with a real human being. One of my past clients, she made a great point to me that we shouldn't be about human resources. We should be about people advocacy. It's about the person, not about the resource. Everybody's individual. Everybody's unique. Everybody has a story, and they want to hear your story because they can relate to that. When they can find relatability, you build a relationship, and that's what a presentation's about, opening up a conversation to build a relationship.
Yeah. At the end of the day, underscoring that point for a second, people do business with people because they want to do business with that person. They have so many choices. So you really, at the end of the day, are selling yourself and your story as much as you are selling your product or service. And I think that's a point that we can't lose sight of as we go about our days, because in the end of the day, if they know you or get to know you and they like you and they trust you, they're going to do business with you and they're going to have those choices. And that's where our presentation skills needs to remember. It's not so much our product or service, it's our story. So I really appreciate
your thoughts. You know, David and both Davids. The cool thing is we opened the show with asking our audience the question, you know, what are you doing in your attraction pieces, in your marketing, in your presentations, all that? What are you doing out there so that you can educate your clients to why they need to do business with you? And I think David's product and what David does speaks directly to that. Because, like he says, it's a way for the presentation to tell a story for the people that are watching, listening, being presented to can actually connect, they can resonate, they can be educated, and they know exactly why they need to do business with that person after they get finished with it. So I think it's outstanding, David. I love I've gone through a couple of presentations with Pablo, and I've had a great time looking at the thing and look forward to, of course, you and I getting back together and circling back at in late fall to do a webinar about the product. So I'm really excited about that. But we're having to wind down the segment. So how do people get in touch with you best? What is the best way for them to get a little more education, connect with you, and start that process?
Website, wowprezi.com.
Okay.
Gil Harami, Chris Kulo. He is our artist. He is 2 years Best Prezi Award winners. It's his graphical design and passion for the art side of the story, combined with the psychological approach and Pablo's foresight in business. It's a collaboration of brick by brick, as you said in the beginning of the show, that really builds the presentation. So it's collaboration. It's
doing those
connecting with
doing
people.
Those small things, great, huh?
Yes. I don't
doing
have all the skills
things.
It takes, and neither does the next person. So it's all those, but I do have skills, and I do them great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if you're out there and you need to hone in your skills on great presentations to tell your story, don't forget that website, www.wowprezi.com. And our guest today, David Wilkes, and his associates can help you get there.
David, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I look forward to catching up with you off air here in the next couple of weeks. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with the next segment after these messages.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser. I'm here with the soaring legal eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, and we're bringing up a very special guest. I'm really interested in hearing all that she has to educate us on today, Ms. Wendy Huang. And Wendy, how are you this afternoon?
Hi, I'm doing great. It's an honor to be on your show.
It is an honor to have you, and we're excited. We have a little bit of energy on the show, so I hope that that's okay.
Yes, I love that.
Excellent.
Hopefully we will have no more technical difficulties, but thank you so much.
We're going to knock on wood. Wendy, we're knocking on wood right now.
And and teach our audience first a little about your story.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in Milan, China. And when I was in high school, my family moved to California. I went to high school at Beverly Hills High and then went to college at Northwestern University. And then I started my business just teaching kids how to speak Chinese, and that did really well. I was running the business for about 7 years until I wanted to, go into the business coaching, for business owners want to do business in China, and that's a business, I'm focusing on right now.
Well, that's awesome. I was in California when I was younger, had family there, and went to Michigan State. I hope it won't hurt me to question you as a rival of Northwestern University, but one of my closest friends in law school was national debating champion out of Northwestern University. It's a great school. So, as you got into the business field, tell us a little bit about how you go about your business in educating the rest of us on dealing with the Asian culture in business.
Yeah. So I remember, so the main issue is about, the cultural differences between the East and the West. I remember when I first moved to the U.S., I had a lot of, difficulties adjusting to the life in America and how people think and the different, cultural elements. I remember when I first came to the U.S., I had to go apply for my Social Security number, and I knew some English back then, so I thought I would be a small piece of cake, to just fill the form, with name, address, gender, and things like that. And when I went and picked up the form, I was so shocked because I didn't understand anything on the form. And I was wondering, what kind of English did I learn in China? It looks completely different in the U.S. And it turned out that I picked up the Spanish version for the application. So that was just my first cultural shock because, in China, it's a very big country, but we only have one written language, even though we have a different dialect for the spoken, languages, but we only have one, like, written ones, and it was just kind of different for me that in the, you know, in America, you will have, like, two written languages that are widely available.
Very good. You know, I've heard it said over the years, for example, when you're talking difficulty on adjusting, that Americans are very direct, bottom line, if you will. We very quickly get to our point in business and go at a fast pace that way, whereas in the Asian cultures, it's more important to develop the trust and the relationship first and then deal with business second. That may obviously oversimplify it, but can you help share with our audience some of the differences between the culture as they approach business?
Yes. So that's a pretty good question. I think one key difference is that, like you said, you know, in America, it's really kind of based on, you know, more about the contract, you know, like what's being expected and it's all in writing. And people know what they're supposed to do. In China, it's all about the relationship and how much they know you and how much they trust you and like you. So the interpersonal aspect of doing business is a lot more important in China because they understand in China when things go wrong, they cannot just rely on the the legal means to protect themselves. So they really don't have anything else to depend on except, you know, a trust of your character and you as a person. So that's a major difference.
Great, great point there. Thank you.
You know, Wendy, I've in my journey here, I've gotten to appreciate the Chinese culture quite a bit because I used to help host one of the largest gymnastics competitions in the country here in Houston, the Houston National Invitational. And so we bring over every year a delegation from China, and I have some very, very, very dear friends both in San Antonio and here that help us with the logistics and all of that. So I came to appreciate the culture and having those over there. But it is a different world when you're talking about, you know, how the people in China do things, and then when they come here, they're kind of in a culture shock as to, you know, how free-for-all everything is here in the United States. So I've gotten to experience that, but I've also gotten to have a lot of fun learning from the different Chinese gymnasts that have come over here and do great things. And so it's been a lot of fun. Now, do you help people when they come over? Do you help them? I know you help Americans, us, speak Chinese. Do you help the Chinese in reverse as well to learn to speak English?
Yeah, I do, but it's more kind of, you know, as a friend instead of as a business. You know, there are a lot of, you know, people that I know in China, and they, you know, when they move to America, they want to, you know, buy a house in a good school district, you know, where they can send their kids to the best school. So I kind of help them with, like, adjusting to the life in America. So, yeah, that's something I do, too.
Okay, and is that part of your business model, or is that just something you do for the people that you know?
Yeah, just for people I know from the China side. But from the American side, which is kind of what I'm focusing on, is when people, when they want to go to business in China and they want someone to help them, you know, get connected, let's say if, you know, it's a medical device company, they're looking for a distributor, or if, you know, just the different type of companies, they're looking for partners, the joint venture or distribution partners, and we kind of, like, help them throughout the whole process. That would include the cultural training, also the language training.
Gotcha.
Now, you know, you make a really great point as far as talking on the culture and the relationships. You know, we all talk about America as kind of a melting pot history of immigrants, and we talk about that, but sometimes in our approaches to business, we don't adjust enough to the understanding of all that, and it sounds like you do a great value to folks out there that want to learn more and learn more in detail. We can all learn from each other, and you know, sometimes it's important to slow down and develop the relationship. So what kind of keys to success or suggestions would you have for our audience if they want to do more business with Asian businesses? And what's the best way to get the entree in or to develop those relationships from a cultural standpoint?
Yeah, so I think you raised a really good point, which is really kind of understanding the culture and, you know, some understanding of the language, you know, as the first step into doing business in China, because it's just like such a huge country, and some people, they have great products, they have great ideas, but they don't know how to go about it. So
right.
I would say the first thing is kind of, you know, probably take some courses in Chinese culture and the Chinese language and go to the local networking, you know, for the business associations between the China and the U.S., like that, you know, that's a good way to just kind of get to know, you know, the culture better. A lot of, you know, things that are being done in China are based on relationship, and there's going to be adjustment of the mindset. For example, one of my clients, you know, went to China to do business, and he was expecting to be there for a week and spending all the time in the conference room, you know, talking about all the details and getting the work done. But he was really shocked, you know, during the first 5 days of the trip, you know, the Chinese mother party was just taking him to lunch and dinner and the sightsee. And he was so impatient and got really, like, frustrated that they're not getting down to business. So that's, like, a major difference, because for the Chinese people, they just know, like, once they start a relationship with you to do business, it's a long process, and things will go wrong at some point. So they really want to take their time to get to know you and know that, you know, if things don't go right at some point, you are someone they can, like, work together, you know, to resolve the problem.
And, you know, everybody that I have friends that have been over there on different trips, and, of course, they went over there for the Olympic Games and all, and they said that was the best part of the trip is the hospitality of the delegation that met them.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They were like, well, we came over here to do this, and when we got there, it was like, put your bags down. We're going to take you to see the Great Wall. We're going to take you to this. We're going to take you, and we have to take you and have this cuisine, and we have to, you know, come to this place and have drinks. And it was a totally different, you know, thought that they had, because I figured they were just going over there, they're going to train a little bit, and then they were going to compete, and they were going to come back home. Instead, it was, no, we're going to compete. We'll get to that in a minute, but let's just have some fun and relax a little bit, and let's, you know, become friends, and then we'll go, you know, in the gym, train a little bit, and do what we got to do. So it was a little bit of a shock. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yes. I had a close friend that went over to China to do an industrial plant, probably $100 million or more project, and exactly as you say, the first 3 days of the 4-day trip was social interaction and events and dinners and playing golf and things to develop the relationship first. And so I think that's a great learning lesson for all of us. And I love your idea of going to the associations, learn the language, but get to the associations where you can learn the leaders of the community, because there's a very strong and vibrant Asian community of leaders here in Houston, Texas, right?
Yes, yeah.
So,
it's a very large Chinese population here in Houston, very prominent, so...
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
How does our audience get involved with you directly to get that education about the culture and the language?
Yeah, so we have group classes in Los Angeles in person, you know, where we have language classes and the cultural classes. And for people who are not based in Los Angeles, we do have a one-on-one coaching online where you will be meeting with a cultural coach or a language coach or both of them throughout your, you know, your curriculum one-on-one. And they will help you with your specific industry. So,
very good.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Coach, what questions do you have?
Well, you know, when you get started, you know, I always ask everyone, you know, so I'm interested in getting started. So what is the first step in getting started? What the, you know, what is the process that they go through so that they can get into your program? What are those first steps? Where do they go?
Okay, so they can go to our website, which is the BeijingChineseAcademy.com. So that's Beijing, which is the capital in China, B-I-J-I-N-G, BeijingChineseAcademy.com. And they can go to our website, and if they have questions, they can email us at info@BeijingChineseAcademy.com. And they can also call our office at 310-873-7396.
Okay.
I was just going to say, one of the things that may be intimidating for our audience, and perhaps you can help us here, is, you know, how long does it take typically? Obviously, everybody's learning is at different rates or speeds, but how long does it typically take for someone that goes through your program to learn the language, at least at a fundamental, acceptable level for business, and learn enough about the culture that they have the confidence to do business the right way with the Asian community?
Yeah, so if they only just want to learn about the culture and a little bit about, you know, just how to greet, you know, and the basic conversations, it's going to take about 3 months of one-on-one training. And if they're looking for something more kind of intensive and in-depth, it's going to be about 6 months. And then we're talking about, you know, 1 to 3 sessions each week. And that's going to, like, focus on specifically their industry. So, for example, we are working for someone right now, you know, who does a lot of the accounting work for the Chinese companies that are setting up their entities in California, and with them, we just focus on accounting firms, the finance firms, and, you know, like kind of like those terms and how they can introduce themselves the right way, you know, at the networking event, and how they can, you know, so like more like scripted, you know, kind of the scripted way to introduce themselves and talk about their company in Chinese in addition to the cultural training.
Very, very good. And is it done in a group setting or individual setting typically?
It is group setting for people in Los Angeles or one-on-one, and then for people outside, it's one-on-one online.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So the best way for people...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, and then for the culture training, you know, we talk about things like what are the good gifts and the bad gifts to give to the Chinese, you know, what are the lucky color, unlucky color... lucky number, a lucky number, and things like that. So, yeah, you know, just like one thing to remember, whatever you do, do not give a Chinese man a green hat because you're implying that his wife is cheating on him.
Wow. Well, see,
that's good to know.
Now, we talk so much on our show about setting ourselves out as far as value to who we do business with, and it seems to me your program is almost required. It's invaluable because without studying it in depth on your own, if someone didn't go through a program like yours, we could do these things that are insulting, and we have no intention of insulting anyone, but it's just our lack of knowledge. And so we've talked about education on today's show, and I think you have great education to offer that we do understand the right colors or the numbers or the proper, appropriate level of gifts or type of gifts, as you say, and how to conduct ourselves best in the associations or the networking or the social engagements. And it isn't all as simple as it seems. You can't just show up and be nice, it sounds like. You have to have a little knowledge and education behind you if you're really going to be serious and be successful. So thank you so much for sharing that, really.
That's a good point, well,
So the best way for people to get in touch with you is to go over to BeijingChineseAcademy.com, And on there, you have your phone number listed, and there's a way for them to contact you. And that's the best way for them to get in touch with you, correct? Are you on Twitter or Facebook?
Yes, we're on Twitter and Facebook, too, and they can get that from the website as well. And just for a special gift for your listeners, we are offering a 30-minute, free consultation. You know, that's free of charge and no obligation, just for your listeners. And they can email us or call us at the phone number. Yeah.
And so when they call or email in, do they just need to mention Legal Eagle and the Coach, and they get that, they can take advantage of that? Okay. All right. So, guys, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, you want a consultation, Wendy and her crew is ready for that over at BeijingChineseAcademy.com. And the phone number is there. Make sure that if you email or you call to mention Legal Eagle and the Coach. And, Wendy, I really appreciate you coming on the show. It's been a great interview. And we're going to have to call it here as we head into the final segment right after these commercials.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to be on the show. Yeah, thank you so
great.
Much.
We hope we get you a lot of business. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and the Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and the Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Well, this is David Altenburn, Legal Eagle on our show, Legal Eagle and the Coach, and we're coming to a close to another show that we hope has been great education for our audience out there. Our first guest, David Wilkes, talked about his program, Wow Prezi, which is how to have wow factor presentations, where you sell yourself and your story as much as you sell your service or your product out there to make great presentations, whether it's to investors or it's to executives within your company or those with whom you do business. And then our second guest, Wendy Huang, had a great set of advice and pieces out there for us talking about how to best understand Chinese language and doing business with the Chinese the right way, with the cultural differences highly respected and understood. And she has a program that can teach us those things for those of us out there in our international city that has those desires. What are your final thoughts, Mr. Coach?
You know, I think we had a phenomenal show. We started off by asking the audience, what are you doing in your attraction pieces, your marketing and your advertising? What are you doing to educate your clients so that they understand and know why they should do business with you? And I think we just had two great guests on, one that has, you know, kind of, you know, made a paradigm shift, if you will, from a flat presentation to more of a 3D presentation that really can capture an audience, tell a story very well, and build a faster connection with them by going through that process. And then, of course, we had Wendy on from the Beijing Chinese Academy telling us that, you know, hey, the Chinese are our largest trading partner right now. So we're kind of in a time where you better know a little bit about that culture, how they work, how to do business with them. They're going to learn, and they already have, how to do business with us. So if you're going to be in the mix and do that, then it's probably good to seek out professional guidance from someone like Wendy so that you can get to know the culture. Maybe it's not China that you want to start doing business with. Maybe it's somewhere on the African continent or South America or down even into Mexico. Find an expert that can help you to understand the culture there so that you can be successful and do business how they are accustomed to doing business, not just how we do things fast and furious here in the United States. So, like I said, excellent show, David. I don't think we could have had better guests.
Well, you know, as a lawyer, really appreciated the point of our second guest that in America we sometimes think it's all about the contract and documentation. But I can tell you in business litigation, what you often find out, it's as much about the character and the quality of the people involved in the dispute, which is much more appreciated by the Chinese culture than ours. And they often focus on that at the outset to develop the right relationships. And she gave great advice about getting involved in the business associations, but really understanding the cultural differences and not being so direct and not being so driven by the contract as much as you're driven by the relationship. Things we talk about all the time on our show, about knowing, liking, and trusting those with whom we do business and those with whom we refer to others to do business. And so the more shows we do, it seems like we underscore some common themes, and these are always great reminders of what are the keys to success. And, you know, if you're doing things to heat up your business as we get into the summer season, our first guest is talking about presentations and how to do it the right way on presentations and your marketing in, as you call it, Mr. Coach, the attraction pieces that educates the prospects out there as to why, you know, they should do business with you as opposed to their multitude of other choices out there. So it's been a very fun show. I think it's been a very educational show for our audience and for ourselves, as usual.
Definitely.
So we
Definitely.
Keep on trucking along and having some fun.
We do.
And hopefully our audience is enjoying it as well.
Exactly. And to our audience, if you haven't done so, get over to facebook.com/LegalEagleAndTheCoach. Like our Facebook page. We would love to keep up with you. We would love to get your questions, comments, and concerns on the page there. You can also go over to the Tough Talk Radio Network page on Facebook and like that page as well. And check out the other shows that are on our network. We have a great producer, Tony Gambone, has a number of very, very, very educational and entertaining shows that if you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, you really need to stay in touch, stay up with the latest things, and that's what we do here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And that's what we love to do on Legal Eagle and the Coach, educate, entertain, and motivate entrepreneurs and small business owners so that they can thrive in business. So go over to the Facebook page, like those. You can also check out AltaBurnAssociates.com. If you're, you know, needing some legal help in your business, you're looking for a business review, get a whiteboard session, go to growthcoachingsystems.com. You can schedule that. But it's been a great show, David. I've had a great time. Looking forward to next week when we rock and roll on yet another episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach.
Absolutely. Onward and upward. And may everybody out there learn to do the little things and do them right.
You have been listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.